currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Pam Jardine. The debut of Kirkland's Summerfest was a hit as thousands crowded Marina Park and the downtown area August 10th and 11th to take in the sights, sounds, and smells and get a little sun. 16 gourmet food trucks rolled into town Saturday, accompanied by more than two dozen musical and theatrical performance groups. The blue skies and 80-plus degree weather provided the ideal venue for the event, which spanned several blocks of downtown Kirkland. One of the most popular events at Summerfest was the Touch a Truck exhibit for children. Emergency response vehicles, city utility trucks, and real-life Tonka toys from Waste Management and Puget Sound Energy were a virtual jungle gym for kids to climb on, in, and around.
It's awesome!
It's double awesome!
Summerfest attendees were also treated to a flash mob, dancing to One Direction's What Makes You Beautiful and Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. More than 100 individuals appeared to take part in the flash mob, which took place outside the Lodge Sports Grill. The Lodge was just one of the many downtown establishments that were packed to the gills Saturday night. Regional artists and authors turned out to share their creativity with eventgoers. Author Matt McCauley was on hand to sign copies of his book, A Look to the Past, Kirkland, a narrative of the city's history. And here's some more sights and sounds from the event. The Kirkland City Council voted unanimously during its August 7th meeting at City Hall to approve plans for an interim trail along the Cross Kirkland Corridor.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
The vote put into place funding for rail removal and design and construction of an unpaved pedestrian and bicycle trail. The vote also approved a draft master plan scope of work and selected a preferred funding option for this master plan. Rail removal is not expected to begin until after the first of the year. The Cross Kirkland Corridor is a 5.75-mile segment of the East Side Rail Corridor and is owned by the City of Kirkland. The length of rail was originally owned by the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway and later the Port of Seattle. To learn more about the project, go to kirklandwa.gov and search for Cross Kirkland Corridor. The 2012 Junior Softball World Series wrapped up August 18th in town at Everest Park, with the West team of Nunaka Valley Little League in Anchorage, Alaska, beating the Canadian team 6-2 in the championship game. Nine teams showed up from around the world to compete in the week-long tournament. The Kirkland host team performed well against their U.S. and international competitors. The Kirkland girls beat the Canadian and Southeast and Central U.S. teams decisively early in the tournament. They finished out the week by defeating the Latin American team during a consolation game, placing them third overall. The championship game can be seen on ESPN3.com. Registration is now open for the 2012 Kirkland Kids Triathlon, scheduled for September 30th at 1 p.m. at Juanita Beach Park. This non-competitive event includes a 50-yard swim, half-mile bike ride, and a 400-yard run. Participating athletes 3 to 12 years of age will receive a t-shirt and a finisher's ribbon. Participating in the event costs $30. To learn more about the event, visit kirklandparks.net. Planning for the 2012 Hote Down is in full swing. The Hote Down, or Central Houghton Neighborhood Picnic, is slated for September 3rd at Terrace Park and will go from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Kirkland Children's School is creating flyers for the event, and Metropolitan Market will be donating food, according to Central Houghton Neighborhood Association Chair Carol Buckingham. She also stated that volunteers were welcome, but more importantly, everyone should just come and have a good time. This marks the 20th anniversary of the Central Houghton Neighborhood Picnic. For more information, just go to houghtonlives.com. Whether you live, work, or play here in Kirkland, it's hard to miss the numerous construction projects taking place to improve the city's roads and sidewalks. For updates on construction projects taking place in Kirkland, visit the Capital Improvement Projects page at kirklandwa.gov. Remember, while the city is working to improve your community, we ask that you continue supporting the local businesses that remain open during these projects. Finally, the city of Kirkland is asking residents to keep their pets' safety in mind this time of year. August is the hottest month of the year, and pets can be vulnerable to extreme heat. The staff of My Pets Vet Clinic here in Kirkland warn against leaving pets in cars unattended. Even with the windows rolled down, high temperatures can be deadly to a pet just after a few minutes. Shade and extra water should also be provided to outdoor pets during the day. Additionally, city employees have been reaching out to pet owners recently, reminding them to renew their pet licenses. Renewing an existing pet license or getting a new one can be done by going to kirklandwa.gov and typing pet license into the search bar. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland.